Thank you for joining our podcast about genomics in healthcare to celebrate Healthcare Science Week and the dedication and passion our NHS colleagues show for countless patients every day. I am Florentina Sava, one of the clinical scientists in genomics at the Genetics Lab at Birmingham Women's and Children's Hospital, and I will be your chair today. The previous episode focused on genomic testing and treatment for patients with somatic cancer with Emma Huxley. Once again, a huge thank you to our listeners for their positive feedback on this podcast and for their support in sharing it. Today, we'll have a more technical conversation and we'll cover the sample pathway in genomics. And just before I introduce our guest, I would like to mention that our lab is the largest provider of genomic testing services to NHS patients, private hospitals within the UK and also internationally. The lab forms the Central and South Genomic Laboratory Hub, together with Oxford and Wessex Genetics Laboratories. I am delighted to be joined today by Usman Mahmoud, who is a dedicated genetic technologist at our lab. Usman studied biomedical sciences, has worked at multiple established laboratories within the UK, and has a great passion for science and empathy to help others in his work and personal life. Thank you so much for joining us today, Usman. It's a great pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for the invitation to this Healthcare Science podcast series.
I didn't know much about the GT role before joining the NHS. Could you perhaps tell us a bit more about it and your background?
I am a genetic technologist and I've been working in the NHS for more than 7 years now, and I thoroughly enjoy working in the lab. So the inspiration in getting into this role was the interest of doing experiments, whether it was high school and even at university, by using really cool lab equipment. So my role involved different lab tasks such as DNA extraction, performing a lot of other techniques, daily cleaning and inspection of all laboratory equipment, complete a monthly inventory of lab equipment, reagents and testing supplies. The other tasks that I'm also involved in is troubleshooting laboratory equipment and a lot of the experiments as necessary with the job. And the part that I enjoy the most probably is, in addition, I also contribute to the interpretation of the genomic results for the laboratory techniques that I carry out as well.
Your role reminds me of the time when I used to work in the lab, when I used to do research. Definitely frustrating when the experiment doesn't work. Some of us are watching CSI or detective movies, including myself, where they show the forensic team collecting blood or saliva, nails or hair samples at a crime scene for genetic testing. Usman, do we use the same types of samples for patients with genomic conditions, or is it quite different?
We receive thousands of samples within a year, and these can be blood, tissue, tumor, marrow, saliva, buccal swabs, and paraffin-embedded tissue, and as well as DNA samples, of course. And this is because every patient is different and requires different types of testing. And some samples are more informative than others.
We're definitely busy. So what happens next once we receive the sample, and who sends them to us?
Once we receive the sample, which can be from a different lab or hospital or private clinics, we unpack the sample and then we check it to make sure everything is okay. There's no potential risk and it is properly labeled and has the correct documentation, or otherwise known as a referral form. We then bring it to the clinical scientist to look into it, and they assign the appropriate extractions, and then we'll book it in a lab database with a specific number. This number allows us to trace the sample throughout the lab while in its processing pathway. Then the sample will go to different teams to either assign a DNA extraction and or to culture the cells.
I remember the first thing I noticed when I joined the lab was how well organized it was, and you've just confirmed this once more. And you also mentioned earlier that at some stage, the sample passes through the hands of a clinical scientist for checking. Are the samples for cancer and rare disease testing checked by the same scientist?
The laboratory is very well organized that the sample for a rare disease would be checked by a rare disease clinical scientist. A sample for leukemia would be checked by a hemato-oncology clinical scientist, and a sample for tumor or familial cancer testing will be checked and processed by the solid familial cancer team. These teams have their own checking system.
It's very reassuring to hear that samples are checked by experts. So Usman, could you tell us what's your part in the sample pathway?
So my involvement in the sample pathway starts just after DNA extraction and quantification for samples received for hemato-oncology testing. For example, one test is to perform the polymerase chain reaction. We call it PCR and quantitative PCR, and also known as qPCR. These techniques allow us to amplify specific DNA sequences and to fluorescently label these targeted regions. So therefore, the amount of fluorescence released tells us the amount of amplified DNA. And thus we are measuring the level of genetic change, or otherwise the abnormality. This method enables us to monitor, for example, leukemia patients and see how they respond to treatment. Once the data from the qPCR is transferred onto the computer, I then interpret these results and then pass this on to my fellow clinical scientists and colleagues who they check and sign the clinical report, which will include the patient result. I would also like to mention that PCR is also used to detect the SARS-CoV-2 virus for COVID-19 patients.
I can see your role requires specific skills, technical and scientific at the same time. Could you perhaps elaborate on that, maybe for those who would be interested to apply for a similar job?
For a genetic technologist role, you really need a keen passion for developments in the field of genomics. Genetics is very exciting and it is advancing very fast. So a passion for science is needed and an awareness of the current testing used in the laboratories. A university degree is definitely a prerequisite, and some specific skill sets, such as, I'll go through them, analysis and interpretation of data, computing and IT skills, attention to detail is needed, as you'll be working with lots of instruments as well as hands-on work. Organization skills, as you might be involved in research projects at one go, maybe. Communication skills, including report writing and writing presentations, time management, problem solving, self-reliance and initiative, and most of all, teamwork and strong interpersonal skills.
Thank you for all these details, Usman. I enjoyed hearing how samples are checked at every stage by the appropriate member of staff and processed, analyzed, and reported by experts in the field. In addition, this also shows the importance of every staff member in delivering genomic results to clinicians and other healthcare professionals whom they further pass them on to their patients. Before we close, I would like to ask you a similar question as to our previous guests. What motivates you and what you like most about your role?
So what motivates me about my role is making a difference to patient lives through the framework of clinicians, scientists, and technicians. This is such a positive feeling when we assist in the introduction of new tests and techniques. And most of all, what makes this such a positive feeling overall is to read about the positive impacts through journals and through news as well and articles. As a genetic technologist, the laboratory tasks really enhance my time management, critical thinking, technical ability, and most of all, my independence. So we all share that same passion for science. Thus, for me, making it an immensely stimulating place to work.
Thank you for joining our podcast, Usman. It's always inspiring to hear how healthcare professionals get motivated by the same goal, which is to help patients.
It was definitely a pleasure to talk with you on this podcast, and I hope many people tune in
to find more about genomics.
I would also like to thank our listeners for listening to this conversation, and please don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, YouTube, and other media platforms. Please join us for the fourth episode, where our colleagues from the clinical genetics team will tell us how they deliver genomic results to their patients. So we'll have the opportunity to discuss with the genomic counselor and the doctor specialized in clinical genomics. Stay tuned for our next episode.